Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Miss Victoria Donald, please? Hi, this is Simone from Roadside Assistance, and I just got off the line with your insurance provider, Justin. I'm gonna see, add him to the conference. Hi, Justin, are you there?
Hey, yes, ma'am.
Hi, I have Victoria on the line.
Victoria, there?
I am indeed.
Yes, awesome, awesome, awesome. So Victoria, you are in good hands. This nice lady's going to be able to assist you and be able to get your car towed, okay? I was gonna call you, but I was having difficulties of transferring it. So she's gonna take good care of you, okay, Victoria?
Not a problem. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thanks. Bye. Thank you, guys.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Victoria, excuse me, Ms. Donald, I was
Oh, it's
able
okay. You can
to.
say Victoria. It's okay.
Okay, I was able to get the information from him. I'm so sorry that we weren't able to find you at first. I think because you're just not in our system yet, but we do have you in here now. So I
Okay.
just need to confirm a little bit of information, make sure we're both on the same page. You have a 2010 Dodge Journey?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and 1142 Pinedale Service Northwest in Conyers, Georgia is your home address?
Circle Northwest, yes.
Okay. And the Dodge Journey is silver?
It is.
Okay, can you briefly describe what's going on with the vehicle today?
Well, from my non-mechanic, expertise, I was told that it might be my alternator, so it drained the battery. And so the battery and the alternator are out on the car.
Okay, so you're having problems with your battery and your alternator?
Yes.
Okay.
Possible alternator. I don't know. It takes more than just looking at it to actually say that, so that's why I can't really. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. So would you like a tow today?
Yes.
Okay. Is your vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or neither?
All-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive, okay. Thank you. Let's see, and bear with me for just one moment.
Okay. And then all the money I'm
Hi, Ms. Donald.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry for the delay. So I'm having issues even with the insurance agents, all of this information. And I think it's because you just enrolled yesterday. So I was trying to go around it, and I was trying to override the system, but it just will not allow me. I know you've already been on hold for so long with your insurance agent as well as us, and I actually do need to transfer you to our customer service line. And I have your account fully notated. Can you briefly tell us if you're having issues with your transmission so that I can be working?
It's not the transmission. It was like it's the battery being drained by the alternator.
That's right. The battery draining out the alternator. Okay. So I do have your account fully notated. And would you like a call ID for a reference number, and I can be working on this?
What am I being transferred to them for, if you can't help me?
So that they can manually see this that I'm working on and put you in the system, because what they're doing is changing the system so that we don't have access to somebody who just got emergency roadside assistance, and we're working to fix this. So I was going to transfer you to our line so that I can be working on this in the background while you provide them with some information of your name and number and personal information that I don't have.
Okay. Is this going to be a code transfer? Because I don't think I should have to introduce myself to a customer service rep under this situation, because I actually started the policy, I want to say Tuesday?
Right, yesterday. Was that yesterday?
No, I started it Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So, like, well, for whatever reason, I was explained that it didn't make it to your system. That's a clerical error, but not on my behalf. So I don't really feel comfortable, nor do I really want to have to explain to a customer service rep why I'm on the line with them when I just realized that you all don't even have my information. Like, I can't truly explain that from my standpoint.
Well,
I can't make that make sense to them. So I'm saying, like, if you can't transfer me and you can't, when can you call me back with assistance? Because if you're just going to work on it in the background and it's still going to take time to get in their system, but I don't know anything more than what you know, because everything that you were given is the same thing I can see. The thing that we needed was the plan letter, and no one can give it to me because of systematic, you know, processes, and I understand that. However, if I understand that, they're already going to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I calling them? What is my voice going to say to them? Like, I don't hold any power. Is there not someone in your department that can make a phone call to someone in the CSI department?
No, Ms. Donald. And actually, you are powerful. You have more power than me as a customer calling in, and that's why I would transfer you and provide you with a reference number, a call ID number, so that they can see exactly what I see and go ahead and fix this so that we can further assist you, because I'm just dispatch, so that's my only dedicated skill.
Okay, got it. See, yes. That's not what I was told. I was told you'd be able to fix this, and if that's not the case, then I understand. Okay, so what is this? You said it's a call. What's it called again?
I can transfer you as well as provide you with the number. It's just let me know when you're ready.
I am.
Okay, 888-684-9327. And again, I do apologize for any inconvenience this may cause you, but we definitely want to go ahead and get you dispatched and get this taken care of for you.
Okay, and then what's the code or whatever you were supposed to be giving me that they'll be able to see this notation?
It's a call ID, and it is 768-8456.
768-8456.
Correct.
Okay, and their number is 888-684-9327.
Yes, and I can go ahead and transfer you.
Okay,
and
thank you.
You shouldn't get this.
Please don't take what I asked to be, you know, like in some derogatory way. It's just I really didn't, I didn't understand that this is just dispatch. So yeah, that's all you all would be doing. So I totally understand. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Oh no, you are fine. Trust me. You are outstanding. Thank you so much for your understanding. And I hope just my name is Simone, and I hope to speak with you again soon.
Absolutely. Well, not necessarily, but yes, to get this rectified. And then
yes,
then,
yes.
I'd appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, not a problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.